Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a weekend. Hopefully it was a decent weekend. Obviously it was a very unusual weekend, a very sad weekend here in Atlanta. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah. First of all, good morning to everybody who's tuning in on the radio.com app. We do appreciate you continually helping us out and tuning in and listening. And it was a weekend, Andy. I mean, I can just speak for myself. You know, I had a good time. You know, I needed my family more than anything because You know me. I'm not easily affected. I don't let stuff that I can't control get me off balance. And I could, you know, and this weekend, I was out of balance, man. And I was crying. I had to get away from my children because I didn't want them to see me like that. And, you know, it was just a heartbreaking scene that you got to see about not just, you know, we could talk about everything that goes on in the world and this in the country, but I'm talking about our city. This is our city. This is where we live at. This is what we call home. And to see it under such bad times, it just hurts, man. And, you know, and I was able to pull myself together. And, you know, my wife wanted to go up to the lake for a little while. And I was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to be around nobody. And just they left. And I'm sitting here. And it was like, damn, this don't feel no damn better. You know, me sitting here sulking. So let me go up here and spend time with my family and enjoy some time with them. You know, not necessarily just not sitting in the house. Let's get out a little bit and have some fun with the kids. And I had a good time, man. But, yeah, I'm frustrated, hurt. You know, it's a point where now you're like, what's next? You know, and it all started with a cold-blooded murder that everybody saw. And now you're leading to a point where people are mad. People are frustrated, you know. But I will not let the fact that you see people doing wrong, because I think breaking in the building and burning down Targets, and I think that's wrong. I understand. I can't say I understand why, because I know that pain that they feel in their hearts. But there's always those guys, those people that, you know, don't care about the movement but just care about stealing. And that's what you see a lot of. But yet you still see, you know, because I think probably one of the hardest jobs in the world is being a police officer, because I think that in some jobs you can just have a bad day. I just don't think you can have a bad day being a police officer, because I think things like that happen. And you're seeing a lot of it as far as a peaceful protest, and you see them still getting kicked over and stuff like that, you know, a curfew and all those things. But I will not let all that destroy or take away from the fact that George Lloyd was murdered in cold blood. I'm not going to do that. And I think when you get at a point where we're at, people will kind of get away from the reason why all this started. And I won't do that. And I hope people won't do that and realize why they're out there. Because this man right here was killed cold-blooded by somebody who is paid to protect and serve.
Yeah, and that's, to me, something that happens in this conversation, unfortunately, is because this isn't the first time we've been here, Randy. I mean, this is unfortunately becoming. I don't want to say normal, but it's a cycle that we've lived through. It's a cycle that we've seen a handful of different times over the last decade, 15 years, 20 years, however far back you want to go. And it sort of plays out the exact same way. A tragedy happens. Someone is murdered in cold blood. People are angry about that, rightfully so. And then almost like right on time, all the diffusing happens and all of the slander happens and the character assassination of the victim happens. And the angry reaction gets spun on its head. And then a little bit of time goes by and things calm down a little bit, and then we start ignoring it again. And
yes, that's
And that's the thing that I hope. And again, I spent a lot of the weekend doing similar things to what you did. We went to the lake too. I couldn't stop thinking about everything that happened, and I couldn't stop thinking about this moment because, you know, as much as you and I aren't going to be able to change or fix, I don't know. I don't know what we can do, honestly. I really don't. But I do know that we have a platform in some sense. And we were going to crack open the mics as we do every single day at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. And it just got going through my mind over and over again, what I wanted to say and if there's anything right to say or maybe not to say anything. I don't know. It's just such a complex situation. The one thing I know is this, is that we don't want to do this again. Right. Like, no. I think everybody agrees on that, no matter where you fall on. And again, I don't know how this is a divisive topic. Like, people have to stop being murdered in cold blood in the streets. Like, that has to happen. It has to stop. I think we can all agree on that. But wherever you fall on the scale of opinions on this topic, the thing I think we all agree on is we don't want to see this anymore. You don't want to see cities burn. You don't want to see people die. And in order to make that happen, I think a lot of things have to happen. But I think the first thing is just listen to each other. You've got to listen. And don't allow your first reaction to be an argument. Yes. If someone is trying to present an opinion to you or a fact to you about what their life is like, about what their reality is like I can't sit here and tell you, Randy, what your reality is like. And I would never presume to do that. I think the best thing I can do is listen to what you have to say. And if there's anything that I can learn from that, maybe I can grow. But if we don't want to listen, people really don't want to listen. The irony is people are literally only able to listen to us right now. We're on the radio, right? They can hear us. You got to listen to each other. You got to listen to what people are saying. Otherwise, we're going to be right back in the same spot again. And nobody wants that.
Nobody wants it, Andy. And, you know, it goes back to when, you know, when this first happened and you saw so many athletes, they come out and, you know, African-American athletes, we need help. We need this. We need that. Because we do. And it meant a lot to see, you know, different statements from different high-profile players. Tom Brady, Trevor Lawrence, what a great thing he wrote. And, you know, and Zach Ertz and his beautiful wife. I mean, you appreciate that love. The NFL, they could have kept their statement. They can kick rocks with that. They could have kept that. Well, nobody wanted to hear what the NFL had to say.
But because they didn't say anything.
Because they didn't say anything, exactly. Yeah. You know, and when you're in those situations, you can't be afraid to lose. You can't be afraid that if you piss somebody off, Andy, they're not going to listen to you anymore. They're not going to buy your jerseys. They're not going to come to your state. You can't go into that mindset with that, because I don't know. I don't understand how anybody, just like you said, can't see that something terrible happened. Something terrible happened, and we all saw it. And that is the puzzling part to me, is how can you justify that or say, well, he was – dude, you mean to tell me that – I mean, those are the things that confuse me about this whole situation. That's why I say I won't let it go. And that's my thing as far as you got all these statements and everything. Just like you said, when it's a week from now and all the rioting and all the looting and all the protesting and all those things go away, where are you going to be at? Are you going to, like, gone with the wind? We can't let it go. And that's the thing. What that happens in these situations, Bunk, is that we're peaceful. We're protesting. We're, you know, my voice. Can you hear me? All these things. And it means a lot, especially to people of my color. Like you said, you can't pretend to know what it's like to be me. Yeah, people, and I think we got the Jaylen Brown clip, and I love what he said because it's so true, and especially in situations like this when you're an athlete and people think if you've made it all the way. I'm a black man before I'm anything, you know what I'm saying? And just because you have money doesn't limit the fact that stuff still happens to you with money. You know what I'm saying? You still get pulled over while driving a fancy car. You still, what you're doing in this neighborhood, that still happened. That happens to me. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that part about it. But I don't believe in tearing up my neighborhoods. I know you're in pain. I know it hurts. I know you're at a point where you feel like you can't do anything but go out there and tear stuff up. But that's not the way. And I love a Killer Mike. I watched that Killer Mike clip like 5 times, Andy.
Yeah.
Because he says so many great things in there, you know, and you know, and the thing about it is you don't have to agree with it. And again, there's problems all over this country. I'm talking about our city of Atlanta. And I just think we're better than that. I do. I think we're better than that. And that's why when you saw the next morning after all the riots, you saw what was happening. Atlanta was taking care of Atlanta. Atlanta was cleaning up Atlanta. Atlanta was doing all the things they need to get us back to where we're going. Because, Andrew, look about what the hell we've been through these last 2 damn months. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? We've been through something that none of us have seen. And now we're going through something added on top of it, man. And it's just unfortunate, and I hate to see it. But, you know, we've got to, like you said, we got to keep communicating. We got to keep those communication lines open. Because I tell you this, when this murderer, when he is tried, and those other cops that were with him, they need to be tried just along with, why haven't they ass been arrested yet?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Why haven't they been arrested yet? When this goes down, Andy, and it don't end the way we want it to end, all this is for nothing, and all of it's going to happen all over again. I promise.
Right. And exactly right. And that's not a threat. That's a reality. We've seen this so many times before where if the justice system doesn't take care of business, and that's such a big part of the distrust here is because it doesn't. And there's so many arguments that frustrate me in these situations that I think are irrelevant. I understand they may be important at other yeah. times. But when you're simply talking about the cold-blooded murder of a black man on the street of Minnesota, that's what we're talking about at the hands of a police officer. In this instance, this is what we're talking about. And then all these other arguments come into the conversation that don't need to be there. The reason that people are protesting what happened on Monday, it's a week ago that this happened. The reason people are protesting and upset about it is because they don't believe justice is going to be served.
Yeah.
Is because so many times in the past, things like that have happened, sadly, tragically, and justice hasn't been served. And you're right, Randy. The fact that the other 3 police officers are still out there today, free as you and me, they got fired. Yeah, but okay, is unbelievable, and is yeah. furthering the distrust that something actually is going to happen to these guys. But to get back to what happened over the weekend here, I'm with you. Some of what we saw on Friday night from the leadership of this city is maybe something that, I don't know, can be unifying, can maybe reroute the anger and actually get something done. Because what Keisha Lance Bottom said to the city of Atlanta on Friday night was beautiful. Yeah. And to have Killer Mike up there speaking, you might not agree with his entire message. That's fine. But so much of what he said was so valuable and so relevant. Yes. And yes. to have T.I. and just to have so many different people, so many different important figures in this city. Not every city has that.
Right.
And I think that you said it best. Like, yeah, we can worry about what's happening across the country. We got to start here, right?
We got to start home.
We got to be the example. I think Atlanta has a great opportunity to be an example.
And just like what my man just tweeted, he's absolutely right. Most of these people that are tearing up our city ain't from this city. And we got to prevent them from doing that to our city. You know what I'm saying? We got to prevent because there's always, when there's a situation like this and it never fails, there's people that want to instigate and make things worse than they should be. And that's the unfortunate part about it because they're a minority, but what they do speaks to majority. You know what I'm saying? They're not the majority of the people that were downtown Atlanta protesting was doing it peacefully. But there's always those that got to take advantage of it. And that's what takes over the fact that it's peaceful, but they don't want to see the peace. You want to see them out there looted and burning. And that's not what this is about. And I'm going to say it, and I don't know how many times I'm going to say it today. I'm not going to let George Lloyd and what happened to him go away because somebody is breaking into a mall. No, because that is what this is all about.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get the message distorted. Don't get the reason that this is happening distorted. And that's what people want. They want you to forget the reason it's happening and focus on something else. Because if you're focused on something else, then it can happen again. And that's what we have to make sure doesn't take place. All right, we're not going to spend the whole show on this. We could. We're not going to. We didn't feel like it would be responsible to start the show any other way, so we wanted to start the show that way. We are going to come back and get to what's trending. There is a lot going on. It's June 1st, by the way.
Ain't this our day?
This was supposed to be the day everything was fixed in sports. I don't know if it is. We'll come back and get to what's trending after this on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The outbreak of the coronavirus has affected us all here in Atlanta, and it's made some changes in the sports world as well. As the stories continue to break, we're here to give you the latest. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. With over 200 fully stocked trucks ready to help, Reliable Heating and Air offers next day installation, or we pay a $500 installation guarantee. Call for details.
What's trending here to kick off the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on a Monday? It's June 1st, which
everything's going to be having a plan.
In the first segment at the end, this is the day they kept pointing to. Yeah, late May, 1st of June. 1st of June is going to be the day that everything will be figured out. Just probably 1st of June. Oh, we'll just wait till the 1st of June. Well, the 1st of June is here, and we'll get to some of the leagues in just a minute. But I don't know how much closer we are to anything. I mean, I guess like literally we are closer because time has gone by. But in terms of negotiation, in terms of what we're hearing, add MLS to the mix now. Sounds like they're mad at each other. I guess June 1st was just a day on the calendar. Anyway, we'll get to it in a minute. We did want to start here with Jeff Collins, the head football coach at Georgia Tech. He was on yesterday with our weekend morning show, Sam and Greg. And we'll play you that entire interview in the 11 o'clock hour. It was great, as it often is when Coach Collins speaks. But this is another interesting part of this story where we started where we started the show today with everything that's going on here in our city and in our country is the voices locally in the world of sports have not been silent over the weekend. And I know one thing that people like to do when they hear an opinion from someone they don't want to hear it from or something that they disagree with is, well, they just disavow that person. We heard voices from every sports team, whether it was a player who used to play or a player who currently plays or an owner or a CEO over the, like, you're just going to quit all Atlanta sports if you don't want to hear him talking about it? I don't know how you're going to do that. Here's Jeff Collins from yesterday.
Whatever I can do to help this city heal, to help our community heal and bring us closer together and, move forward in a positive way, I'm all in to help everybody in our community make this a better place and so that everybody feels, valued and loved and cared for and that they can, accomplish anything they want to and all their hopes and dreams for their family and for themselves. They have the opportunity to accomplish anything that they want, regardless of race, color, creed, or anything like that. That's on my heart. And, I just wanted to be some small help to anybody that needs it throughout this.
Well stated by Coach Collins there of Georgia Tech.
Very good.
And
very.
Again, that's not unique. Nicely enough, over this weekend, there was a lot of people. Now, what it can't be is just empty rhetoric. It can't just be, okay, I'm going to release a statement and then we
trendy.
Move on. You're right, because it did, I don't know. I don't want to undercut anybody's voice from the weekend or anything like that. But it feels like there's a lot more people speaking up than usual.
Yes.
But don't let it just be a cool thing to do on social media. Like, if everyone who spoke up over the weekend actually cares about what they said, well, then we might actually be moving in a positive direction.
That's well said, Bunk. And I couldn't agree 100% of what you said. And, Coach Collins, the one thing I can always say about Coach Collins is that ever since he's been the head coach of Georgia Tech football, he has been all in on this city. He has been all in on the city of Atlanta. And I show him so much respect for that because, we can talk about the rivalry between Georgia. He's trying to make kids want to stay home and go to Georgia Tech, want to embrace the city of Atlanta, and he has done a great job of doing that. And I'm so with you on the part you said about, you know what, it's all great. I love, we said, talk about it earlier. I love the fact that all these athletes, and I'm not talking about black athletes, I'm talking about white athletes who you've never heard them say anything about social injustice. I've never heard J.J. Watt say anything about it, but I saw J.J. Watt do unbelievable things when that hurricane hit Houston and all those things. But for them, but you just can't leave it at that one statement. And because, like I said, I've never seen it either. I've never seen so many white people come out and say this.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. And I loved it, and I hope that we can continue to keep going that way, because that's what we need. We got to do this together. I mean, this is a system, you know, it's a systematic problem that needs to be changed, that needs to be fixed. And I don't know how we fix it, but it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, and I know that's always the next step, too, that people say, all right, so what are you going to do? And I don't know. I wish I did. I wish I had that great answer. I don't. The only thing I know to do is to listen. And if someone has a really good idea or what you think is a good idea and you can be a part of it, then I would suggest doing that. But that was striking to me over the weekend. It was Jeff Collins from Georgia Tech. Kirby Smart released a statement in a way that I don't know. I don't know how many Georgia football coaches historically would have said what Kirby Smart said over the weekend. Matt Ryan released a statement. Arthur Blank, and in all of them, they're talking about racial injustice. Like, they're actually using words as opposed to the NFL statement where they didn't say anything. Like, yeah, everything, we really like to work towards a solution. A solution for what? What are you talking about? That statement didn't say anything about anything. The people here in Atlanta that released Dale Murphy, for goodness sake, Dale Murphy's thread on Twitter about his son and the things that he said, that was shocking to me. I didn't expect to hear that from Dale Murphy, and it was very well said.
It was shocking, but again, the shocking part, and then one thing that I've not done since this has happened, or I don't do it much anyways, is read threads. I try not to, because, you know, just some of the hatred spewed, you're like,
sure,
damn, yeah, why are y'all going to Dale Murphy like that? What did he say that was so wrong that upset you that this man, did you see the picture of his boy? Like, I was like, damn, I get, and that's where I'm always the most confusing part about everything is this. Did you not see that? I mean, what was wrong with what he said? Those are the things that I'll never understand, man. Maybe I need to try harder, but I just, like, whatever, man. That's unbelievable.
That part of it always shocks me, too. I don't know. I had to stop myself actively so many times from reading comments this weekend. You know, somebody tweets something, it's like, oh, it's so tempting because I know there's going to be so much stupidity on there, but that's not going to be positive, so stay away from it. Yeah, it was a constant, okay, don't do this, do this, don't do this, do this. I just had to get off social media for a lot of the weekend. I'm sure a lot of people did the same thing.
Me too. I was like, you know, I'm gone.
All right, it's June 1st. Here's John Paul Morosi talking about, well, baseball.
I don't see a really credible way to not play for either side. And that's why I think as dire as maybe today appears or yesterday, I'm still a believer that we're going to have an agreement and probably before the end of next week to play. And if we don't, if we're talking a week from tonight and we're not close, then I think it's fair to ask, I think, a lot more questions about where the negotiations are going. But I still think right now I'm not terribly surprised at the current situation facing the negotiations at this exact moment.
So I don't know when John Paul Morosi said that, but it wasn't right now. So whenever he said that, there's less time on the clock than he put on the clock. And we found out over the weekend the Major League Baseball players union proposal for trying to get games played was 114 game regular season, a higher percentage of salaries, and they start the regular season on June 30th, and it would end on October 31st. And according to John Heyman of The Athletic, he spoke to a league source that said that is, quote, a non-starter.
Yeah, man.
So where are we then?
Okay, now you're at the point where you try to draw the two proposals and try and get them closer together. Now, the owners, I don't see how you can draw closer to that. But, you know, the players, I mean, maybe, and I'm just spitball, okay, they wanted 114, the owners wanted 82, so how about 100, you know, that way or whatever. And, you know, they were talking about some of the top players in your team deferring the money and everything. Okay, deferring, that means I'm still going to get it. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean that you're taking it from me, deferring it. It means that I'm going to get it at a later date. Cool. Now, then I'm reading, they're talking about the interest rate on it. Well, the players, they should get the interest. It's their money. My money is drawing interest. So why shouldn't I get the interest on the money that I deferred?
Sure.
You know. So, I mean, it's last week, I think you were more on the side that baseball is not going to happen. Me, I was still in the middle, not knowing if it was going to happen. You know, we know that there's a small group of owners that don't want this season. They're like, man, I'm they're at that point right now. We already know that, you know, sadly enough, that minor league baseball is going to be canceled this year. And you see that the Nationals are reaching out and they're trying to, you know, pool money together to help out their guys. I mean, and you see that I think it was the Twins that said that they were going to do some things with their minor league player, their minor league system too. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they're trying to help out the minor league system. But, yeah, until the big dogs work this out, man, you're the impasse. I mean, how much longer do you have before you got to get to this spring training that you want to get?
Yeah. Soon. like this week or next week. You don't have very much time left. Also, do you know what interest rates on deferred payments sound like to me?
It's very much lovely, Andy.
Foot dragging is what it sounds like to me. Like, that sounds like it takes a long time to figure out.
But it's very profitable, Andy.
Well, I'm sure it is, man.
If it's your cash that's actually being deferred, okay, I'll defer.
What do you – I don't even – you know how poor I am? Like, I don't even really know what any of that stuff means. Like, I understand what the word deferred means. I understand what the word payment means, and I understand what the word interest means. But I don't know how all those things go together to mean good things down the road. But maybe you can explain it to me eventually. We don't have time for Rick Bucher. That's okay. It sounds like basketball is the one league that – maybe coming back, but it's not coming back until the end of July, and it sounds like there's only going to be 16 teams, so they're going to start with the playoffs, which is bad news for the Hawks. The other thing we heard over the weekend, Randy, was the Hawks want to play, but a lot of other teams that are on the outside looking into the playoffs don't. They're like, "Yeah, we're good. We'll just skip to next year," which is, I don't know, that's fine, I suppose. I'd like to see the Hawks play a couple more basketball games this year, though. All right, we'll come back. We'll get the big deal, small deal, no deal with Brian Gebhardt, including a new meaning of the term nil from the English Premier League. Yeah, they've redefined the term nil. Well, no, they haven't. But it's really good tease. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the radio.com app.
You can listen at work from anywhere with the 92.9 The Game radio.com app. It makes work a lot more better. A lot more better? Is that right?
Just go with that.
Okay.
The radio.com app, making your life a little more better. Or stream on your smart device from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday, 20 minutes away from the NFL No Huddle. Handful of different things to get into there. June 1st also means something for the Falcons. They got a little extra money today. A little extra money hit that direct deposit today.
I wonder where that money go. Like, does it go to Mr. Blank's checking, or does it go to, like...
It's a great question. Yeah, or is it just, like, theoretical money that they now have and then they will spend? I don't know. That's really interesting. I always do, like, also, when they pay the players. I mean, you know this. You were in the NFL for a long time. Where does that money come from? Like, is there just a big account that the team has?
And I'm sure it is. I ain't never asked, Andy.
Yeah, just as long as it shows up. As long as it shows up, you know.
As long as that envelope is on the seat when you get out of practice. As long as that envelope on the seat, I don't care where it came from. If you have direct deposit, it goes directly to your account, but they give you like a copy of the check, they give you, you know, for your records. Or some people just get the check themselves, you know. You get there, and then it would usually be the compliance guy who hands out the checks, and so, you know, yeah.
It would really be cool to get an envelope with a check like that. Is all I'm saying. That'd really be nice. And then, like, I would even want direct deposit. I would want to go to the bank and deposit it with the teller, just so I could be like, "Yep, that's my check," every week, just to enjoy the experience of that check going into my account every single week. All right, we'll get to the NFL No Huddle coming up in 20 minutes. Jeff Collins was on the radio station yesterday morning. We will let you hear that interview in its entirety coming up at 11:20. Before we get there, though, let's get to Brian Gebhardt and some big deal, small deal, no deal.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal. with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Hey, Brian. Happy Monday. How are you?
What up, B?
Hey, guys. We're doing all right. But we do have some good news from the Premier League. Like Andy said, there is a new term.
Liverpool!
Or a new meaning to the term, nil. Liverpool, we only need two wins, guys. We only need two wins. But big deal, small deal, no deal. The Premier League, which is set to return on June 17th, having zero positive coronavirus tests out of the 1,130 players and staff members that were tested last week.
That's a big damn deal. That is a big damn deal. That is what you talk about, positivity. As far as the results, whatever, you love to see that. I mean, it's still the work is still not done because they're still going to have to continue to test. But I think, Andy, that's a big damn deal.
It's a huge deal. English Premier League, 1,130 coronavirus, nil. And that makes the bringing back of that league seem like an even better idea. It seems like they're right on track, and they'll be able to get back out on the field. I think, what is it, June 17th is their target date? So that's great, man. I mean, outside of the United States, outside of our big four, call it five, if you want to throw MLS and NHL in there, and college and all that, I think the English Premier League is probably the most watched and the most American interest outside of the leagues that we have here. So
that's a good sign,
and hopefully it leads to leagues here being able to bring their games back soon too. Unfortunately, however they've taken care of dealing with the money aspect of things, we're not as good at that because we went to the weekend on Friday, Randy, thinking the MLS was pretty much set to go in Orlando. Mm-hmm. They just had to cross some T's and dot some umlauts. And now they're talking about having a holdout. So,
dot some what?
Dang it. I thought you'd let me get away with that one. You know, like I think it's a German letter with a U and two dots over it.
Oh, okay.
It was a dumb office reference. If anybody got it, Dwight Schrute said that one time. Anyway, cross some T's and dot some lowercase J's. And get things back on the field, but now it seems like there might be a holdout. Atlanta United players didn't show up for training.
Yeah, that's crazy, man, when you saw that. And we were thinking the MLS would be one of those, you know, get back, let's get ready. Let's get out in Orlando and do this, whatever we're going to do, man. And Jason Longshore, that number he threw out of the losses that MLS would suffer, it's just unreal.
Yeah, so not playing, obviously, means all losses, means no money is made. And I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe we were not giving the players of MLS enough credit. I don't know if that's the right word, but we just assumed, all right, they're going to agree to whatever the financial terms are and everything will be fine. Not so fast. So again, hopefully they can figure it out faster than baseball has, because baseball hadn't figured anything out yet. And you can get MLS back, whether it's a tournament in Orlando or whatever it looks like. The longer these things take, the worse these leagues look. So
yes,
and especially leagues like Major League Baseball and MLS, who, I mean, look, MLS is on the rise in terms of popularity, but it's still not there nationally the way that the NFL and NBA are. Major League Baseball is on the decline in terms of popularity, especially in terms of younger audience. Missing a summer for them would be catastrophic. So anyway, figure it out.
Yep.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. Antonio Brown working out and reportedly training with Deion Sanders.
That's no deal. I mean, he posts a video every day working out with somebody else different. So, you know, he's a hell of a talent, man, and it's just unfortunate because, I mean, I was listening to one of the insiders talk last week about it, and they were, you know, gauging, you know, the interest in him, and he said there's none, you know, and you hate to see that because he's such a talented player. And because I don't think the teams know what's going to happen as far as the personal conduct policy or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, that's all right. I mean, he's been working out with everybody.
Yeah, it's no deal. The working out portion of Antonio Brown's resume has never been a problem. Everybody knows he's a really hard worker and he's really good shape. And if he comes in, he's going to be able to do it physically. It's the other part. Like, if Antonio Brown released information not about working out with Deion Sanders, but I don't know what he could tell you, that he's going to a therapist or something like that. Maybe that would help, because it's the other stuff that Antonio Brown does that is the reason that he's not on an NFL team, not his physical shape.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. George Kittle wanting to be paid more than just a tight end.
That's a small deal because he should be. You know what I'm saying? Like, George is the tight end market, Andy, has been stagnant for so long. I mean, I know we tried our hardest to get it up to $10 million. You know what I'm saying? And now you're at a point where you got receivers making twice as much as that. And George Kittle deserves a bump, and he deserves to reset the tight end market. I mean, the dude, he just doesn't catch pass. He is so valuable to what they want to do as an organization, and he might be the best player on their team. You know, that's how good a damn player that he is, and he embodies their culture. And that's the one thing I love about George. He embodies toughness, and I like that.
This is what I don't understand about position markets is – okay, I get it with quarterbacks. The quarterback is sort of an anomaly.
It's on its own.
It's going to exist on its own and all that. But, like, George Kittle very clearly is a vital part of the passing game. He's also a really good blocker, too, and just a tough-nosed football player. But, like, George Kittle, I mean, outside of Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't know. Who else do you want to put? And Kyle Shanahan, obviously, is a big part of their offensive success. But George Kittle is maybe the most important player they have on that offense.
Dude, he just does so much. Him and the fullback, they are so – those two guys right there, I love watching them play, man. And, I mean, but, yeah, get your money, man. Get your money. Because it don't make no sense to settle because this is where the market is. No, the market is always meant to be jacked up.
Did you use the phrase, we tried our hardest to get it to $10 million?
Oh, dude, you should have seen, like, when the negotiation for the top. No. Seriously, though, the negotiations when we were all coming up for our deals and stuff, like, it wasn't near $10 million, but it was at a certain point, and you're just like, why do I got to settle for this bump?
You and who were in the same free agent?
Most of us didn't even get free agents. We all got extensions in our last year. So it was me. No, it was Algie got his, then Jason Witten, then Todd Heap, me, Gates. Tony was in a different stratosphere.
Sure.
From all of us. Tony was in a different stratosphere. But we were all up at the same time.
Nice. So you just wait for them to get theirs and then you go negotiate.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Speaking of money, Falcons got a little bit of extra money today. It's June 1st, so the Desmond Trufant and Devontae Freeman money hits their account. I don't know how exactly that happens, but they have more money to play with. We'll get to that and more in an NFL no huddle after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, radio.com app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.